And now this is a dictation for Mildred, M-I-L-D-R-D, excuse me, M-I-L-D-R-E-D. Van Acker is a VS in Victor, A-N-A-C-K-E-R. February 5, 31, addresses a letter to Christina Downer, D-O-W-N-E-R, 775-6472. Dear Dr. Downer, follow up for Mrs. Van Acker. With chronic kidney disease, hypertension, electrolyte abnormalities, CHF, aortic stenosis, and dementia, last visit in September, comes accompanied with daughter. A few days ago, she's lying down from the bed, some trauma to the left side of the leg, did not require go to the emergency room, she's in a wheelchair, hard of hearing, no reported respiratory distress, vomiting, no reported problem swallowing or blood in the stools. She's incontinent of urine, but no increasing infection, cloudiness, or blood. She has arthritis, shoulders, and knees, but no anti-inflammatory agents. No reported recent chest pain, palpitation, or increase of dyspnea. Other review system is negative. Medication list review. I will highlight the Bumex, Aldactone, beta blockers, potassium replacement. For some reason, she is on sodium tablets. Next paragraph. Today, blood pressure was high, 160 over 60 on the right side. She was very pleasant with me, but in the waiting area, she was restless, talking loud to the doctor. There is no evidence of facial asymmetry or expressive aphasia, no major respiratory distress. Does have JVD. There are coarse valves at least one-third on the basis, bilateral. Appears regular with a loud systolic murmur diffuse, no pericardial rap. There is also bilateral carotid bruise, obesity of the abdomen, 2+ edema and varicose veins bilateral. I don't see involuntary movements. Next paragraph, chemistry is November, creatinine 1.4, which is actually an improvement, was recently as high as 2. Present GFR 36, normal electrolyte acid base, low albumin, normal calcium phosphorus, malanemia 12.5, and normal white blood cell platelets. There has been a prior cystoscopy because of recurrent urinary tract infection. Dr. Kirby, K-I-R-B-Y. No findings of abnormalities. Normal size kidneys, no obstruction. Prior distended bladder. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3, no evidence of progression, no indication for dialysis, not symptomatic. Next number, hypertension, predominant systolic of the elderly. The importance of salt restriction. Continue present regimen of diuretics, aldactone, and beta blockers. Next number, dementia. Next number, recurrent urinary tract infection with negative cystoscopy. No obstruction on ultrasound. Next number, congestive heart failure and aortic stenosis, clinically stable. Next number, prior hyponatremia, which represents retention of free water. And that goes probably with renal failure. At that time, it was worse, and probably the CHF. At some point, discontinue sodium tablets. Doesn't make sense that we are diuresing him and doing also sodium tablets at the same time. Next number, prior pancreatic tumor, apparently benign, but requiring distal pancreatectomy as well as spleen removal. All issues discussed with the patient and the doctor, we will follow over time.